Outlaw is a long one. Who has time for the dead and their drab repose says, hark anymore, has reticence, discretion, who gently captains their fall from grace, not I, to be a tasteful slut in this season of sweet nipple, my highest calling. Do the outlaw poem, do the stately, charmless work of formal negation, why the shit not, to be the pouting mouthpiece of a fertile dread, complicity in bitter graft who sings such things these days in the self, cannibalizing jargons of loneliness, in the tactile scheming of a smear retardant scream, the politic devising of a hand, my pestle thumb to grind this world to icy pleasures, who has time? In the face of my enemy, vaguely blissed, virile and cynical. How I should stir these dishpan fists from their stasis, condition the wolf in me to come to heel, to heed a leash of faint praise, superficial esteems. Go on, do the outlaw poem become a rebel in the flesh. Friday, the sellotape tears like a cat being unzipped. Mood, stuttering menace, boxes everywhere. Sex is a languid tyrant, and I try not to think of her, or all the ways I drink myself agog. Ah, whiskey, bootleg moonshine, purest mountain hooch, pachin, enough to turn all aria to circus, could soak this up, a true crime paperback dropped in the bath. But mouths recoil from their compulsive garlic loveliness to routine chewing. I pack the dust of my possessions in a separate cardboard crate. To speak of the road now, when distance lacks depth, as if these tiny towns were traced directly onto the eyeball, what can it mean? Yes, I could do you the road. I could do you a fork in the road with the devil mooching in moonlight. I could do you the burial of dogs in mean weather. To the right, the ferry. To the left, the tightly splendid thrusting of my grief. I could do you the boys shrinking inside of a January wind, a bone retrained to grow at furtive tangents, nights of dosses, kips and squats, nights of pills and bridges, long nights dosed to coma. I could do you a gridlocked mind in splinters, wasting from the same frivolous disease as all the rest, a landlord as a lead balloon, a powdered cheek pitted with kisses and Sunday, arriving on our lips like a deathbed confession, girls whose tortured succulence they're pleased to make a fetish of. Nights of brackish fury, adulterated sky redeemed by little lights, cathedral in the pensive compromise of evening angels like desolate steeplejacks describing their descent, the bleak indecision of suicides, how we expropriated lead and windows too, a saint's magenta robe buoyant as a lick of flame. To be touched by hands with that clammy gym mat smell, to a music that holds our trembling in common, who has time now? For the kinfolk worshipful and hungry for Christ in the wingspan of his wrath, for potato eaters pick us out of fish bones, boys, as the dubbed skin falls from them, expendable and prostrate, not I, in tulle and teal, in kitten heels, in the slick hay presto of my waking dream. All I want, that I should be adored moodily with footnotes smooth as a scream. Do the outlaw poem, do the polishing penknives in paradise, rejoice with a twist of lemon, do the two-bit hustle and why the shit not. This poem buries its burning face in the cool side of the pillow. I am keeping this poem where I keep my knife. Some dumb record, the singer oozing her elopement, and the dog next door has barked for 2 hours straight, throwing itself against the front door. Oh, to be a tender axe whisperer, to take their fucking heads off one by one and let that dog loose in another life. I am kicking the door in, speaking my seizure through froth and flailing. There is such a rage in me. I have pushed it down into the balls of my feet until it became the coals I walk on, the spine of an old violence flexes yet liturgical, aimless days you'd swing for, swing from, every unpaid tab, every car park fight, each arrest and each resistance, burnt beers for the starry impulse, whose death a kind of sarcasm. Silence now. Gnawing the old self like a pious rat, in the time of riot we turned ourselves on the lathe of a losing heart and dressed in the clumsy flora of a funeral swishing, climbed warehouse stairs to madness. There was a schism in the wrist, the nullity of home. There was no cult of us, and there will be none, but a mere and fitful skimming, the anguished flashback dissolving and ablaze. And ablaze. And ablaze.